Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and I'm excited to see the very, very wonderful things that God is doing, wonderful things that God is moving in, wonderful things that God has changed and done, and miracles that we've seen. Welcome to Ignite Your Day, and I pray that God is blessing you, encouraging you. I pray every time you watch our show that you just see amazing things and that it just gives you and shows you the wonders of God, the miracles of God. If anything I can do, God will do it. If anything I can do, is to ignite your faith. That's all I can do. A lot of you don't know much about me, but if I can just share you my testimony for just this brief segment. Before I was born, my mother had a tumor. And when she had this tumor, she went to an evangelist named Dorothy Davis. Her pastor was holding a healing service in the area under a tent. And that's why tents are so special to me. She went to this tent to get prayed for. And when they prayed for her, they put their hands on her stomach. Sister Davis put her hands on her stomach. It's a Sister Yanez. No longer are you carrying a tumor, but you're carrying a baby boy. His name shall be David, and he shall preach the gospel. He shall have gifts of healing, gifts of signs and wonders, and he shall do many miracles. And the gift of miracles in God's eyes, he will do many things for God. He will be an evangelist and travel and preach the gospel. He will be an apple of God's eye. He will have great favor with man, but greater favor with God. Today, I tell you what. I've taken that entire prophecy and I've put it into my life completely, 100%. All I do is preach the gospel. All I do is work faith and miracles. Several years had passed after I was born, growing up, you learn how to understand that God is calling you. And years and years went on. Years and years went on. But I was a miracle baby. I was a miracle baby by faith, and God used that to encourage me. Every time I got down, I knew God had a bigger call. Every time I seemed to just seemed like I lost it, or it's not going to make it, or just it's too much to carry life in general, then I said, nope. I throw my hands in the air and say, God, I know you got me. God, I know you got me. God, I know you have me. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. And I'm starting off this broadcast just telling you this because I want to tell you that someone out there is just about to give up, about to say this is too much, about to say, hey, I can't do this. I can't make this happen. It's impossible for things to happen for me. It's too much to carry. Now you think about this. Before I was born, I knew where God was sending me to do. Now many of us would race to go do it like I had. But guess what? It wasn't time. It wasn't time. It was similar to the teaching that Jesus, or the experience that Jesus had when his mother kept bugging him to help the wedding. And he looked at her and said, it's not my time. It's not my time. It's not what I plan to do. It's not God's plan yet. But he still helped his mother because, you know, Jesus was the biggest mama's boy and we're all mama's boy after that. But I've seen God move and I've seen God work miracles. I've seen God heal people in hospitals. I've seen God heal people's feet that were made awkward or like crow's feet. I've seen God heal people in heart conditions. I've seen God heal many things growing up in faith. And God, your gifts and calling are gonna pull up at times. But I want to encourage you because sometimes we're not walking fully in that will yet. Sometimes we're not walking fully in the thing that God's called us to do. And because it's not the time, don't ever get discouraged. Don't say, I won't get there. Don't say it's not going to happen. Because remember your words are powerful. Your words will speak life and speak death. But God said that the power of the tongue has life and death. I encourage you. I truly encourage you to stay strong, to believe, to know that he is available at any time. And he can make anything happen at any time. But sometimes our goals are not his goals. And sometimes our pressures are really not his pressures, but stuff that we put on ourselves. And I tell you this because out of experience of years and years and years of thinking, hey, it's time. I worked with a world-known evangelist, and then one day I was given my pink slip, told to go, didn't need me anymore, no warning, just say, hey, bring the ministry car back, and hey, I just got married. And I was working with this ministry about to get a 747 and go around the world. Never got on the 747. Never went around the world with them on that plane. Was it God's timing? I got the training I needed there. I got the experience I needed there. But God changed things for me. In fact, God even warned me before it even happened. God even warned me through a prophecy at a place in, I think we're in New Jersey. Yeah, we're in New Jersey at a convention center. And I was with my mentor at that time, and they called us up to a room to get prayed for. And there's this prophetess there, Teresa Waiuma, I'll never forget, from Kenya. Everybody got a prophecy. Everybody got a word. And I'm just sitting there, you know, carrying the bags, being the man of faith that I am. I'm just trusting God. I'm serving. You know, you want to get to where you need to be, you need to serve. A lot of people trying to jump past that. A lot of people going on mission trips just because Facebook and all these other places, social media, should I say, has made it look so simple and easy. But people get in trouble, and sometimes you're out of God's will, and you just go. And I tell you what, this lady, this prophetess, looked at me and said, sit down, put the books, bags down. So I sat down and found a chair, and just she looked at me, and she goes, you think this is nothing to do with you? You think that nothing's going to happen for you? And she gave me this word. She said, I see that the ministry itself is like toy blocks to you. It's easy. It has been. And that you're always believing and seeing that God's going to do bigger things for you. And I see a great sea of souls and a greater sea of healings and miracles and signs and raising the dead. And I see all this stuff in your future. All this stuff's going to happen. But it requires change. Don't be afraid of change. Embrace it. A month later, maybe even less than a month, after that word, and I received it. I just said, amen. You know, most words I just put on the shelf and just say, hey, if it happens, it happens. I'm not going to go over there, and I'm not going to go over there and try and find out what's going on with it and try and move it around. But on that particular word, I just said, you know what? I put it in my heart. If it happens, it happens. I leave it up to God. Especially after seeing her just prophesy over everyone else, that I just knew everything about them that they were going through, and she said it right on what they needed to hear. She told them what their problems were, but she also told them the answers. Of course, the Spirit of God was there doing that. So, not even a month later, maybe, not even a month later, is when I got my pink slip, and my whole world went, mm-hmm. I'll talk to you more about it in just a minute. We're going to come right back from a break. And just believe God's going to do some amazing things. God bless you. We'll be right back. Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're gonna offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're gonna send you all four products. You're gonna be blessed with them, you're gonna be encouraged with them, and most of all, you're gonna help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website, you can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us, include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to our second segment of this show. And I don't know, the Lord is just pulling this out. There's someone out there that is probably going through some things that they're just disappointed. They're disappointed in the goals of their lives. They're disappointed in where they've been, and this is a show about miracles and healing, but I want to get this out there as well, and that is that it's okay to be sad, but you got to get over it. You got to change. You know, I went through maybe years, I would say even 5 or 6 years, of being disappointed when that ministry let me go, the one I was just talking to in the last segment. I mean, I had to find a regular job. I was no longer traveling and preaching, and to be this close, I was on local and national broadcast. I was also all over the media at one time during a crisis. So there's a lot of things that happened here, and I'm thinking, man, I'm on my way. But you know what? It even felt worse when I ran to an old friend of that ministry, and he was preaching, and me and my wife went to go see him and his wife, and they said, David, you were right there. You were right there. And what happened, right? What happened? Well, it wasn't God's timing. And I was a little bit depressed. I was a little bit sad. But I shook it off, and it took many years for me to start even preaching again and trusting again. Hey, I just got married, so I focused on our relationship and building a life together. And it was a hard time. And I thank my wife is a very awesome woman. I thank her for getting me through that and being there to love me, even though I was probably not the nicest guy to be around at times when I got depressed or when I got upset. But I made myself get up. I made myself get up. I think the Lord took me to that scripture, and I know it's in either Kings or Chronicles, where King David lost that child in the scripture. And when he lost the child, you know, he fasted, he prayed, he sought God out. And as he did all those things, he just kept believing that God was going to change his heart on this matter. But then when the child passed, they came into his room and they were really quiet, even hesitant to tell him what happened, because they say, hey man, if the master is fasting and crying and not bathing and not doing anything, just crying to God, what are we going to do? What's he going to do when I finally tell him the truth? So finally he just called out to his workers, and he goes that the baby is gone. And they said, yes, master. And he got up, he went and washed his face, and then he went over there and he said, make me some food. And they're like, what's going on? Why are you even ready to eat? Were you fasting and stuff when he died? Don't you want to mourn and fast some more? And he goes, why? God has already made his decision. I remember that in the Word. He's already made his decision. Why am I going to sit there? The baby cannot come to me, but I can go to the baby. Now that's powerful, and God took me to that, and it healed me. You know, I can't mourn of past things. I can't want the things that aren't God's to be in my life. It was a timing for me. It was a timing for me to be in this place, to be a part of the ministry, and it was a timing for me to see the things that happened in the ministry and the things that were going to happen in the future. But it wasn't for me to stay with that place, but my heart was still there. And God needed my heart to be on my family, my wife, and on what he had in hand. And for years, I let things pass by that I probably should have jumped on in faith. But then now, I was back on. I was back into praying. I was back into meditating more. I was back into seeking God. Now, this was early in my life. But I remember that day when nobody was there, and it was only me and God and my wife. I remember that day. I remember that day when my dreams seemed like they crushed. But let me tell you today, God is always on time. God is always on time. God is always on time. I don't care what's happening right now in your life. I don't care how bad it seems that it's gotten. God is able to do what he does. God is able to change the things that are blocking and bothering and keeping you from where you want to be. I don't want you to be depressed. I don't want you to be sad. You know, I've had many services, and I had one of my good friend Richard play some music for me in my Nashville service. It wasn't my kind of music. It was more, rock, punk rock. I'm like, I don't know if it counts if you say Jesus after just jamming like that. But anyway, it's Christian music all the same. His heart's there. Well, some people showed up to that service, and in that service there were five people at the end of service that weren't there for me, but were there to watch my friend Richard, the friend, play. One of those people was this tall, handsome man, looked like a wrestler. He was going to kill himself that night, him and his children. They decided, they made a pact, they're going home to do that. But God intervened. They came to see their friend play. They didn't come to hear the man preach. Even when I went to go shake their hands or greet them as they were coming in, they were a bit standoffish. But do you know what? When you preach the Word of God, when you preach the Word of God, do you know that it changes things? That when you preach the Word of God and you speak life and you speak love and you speak joy, it keeps people from committing suicide. Let me tell you this. Five people came forward. All of them wanted to kill themselves. Back to back, they lined up. But you know what God did? God delivered them all. One had a sexual case that happened, a sexual situation that happened from friends that took him overseas. God healed him. Healed his heart. He wanted to kill himself. Another person just couldn't get on with life and was sad. God healed him. These three family members were sad because of a relationship. The mother left the house. They were just so depressed. The spirit of depression will weigh heavy on you. It will weigh you down when you don't make calls, when you don't try and reach out, where you try to do it yourself. And let me tell you, if you try to do it yourself, you're not going to make it completely whole as you need to be. You need to embrace the house of God. Amen. Embrace those that love God. Embrace those that are excited about God. Because only then will God change things in your heart. I thank God that he's delivered people. I thank God that he's changed people's lives. In fact, in not only Nashville, but in Los Angeles, this beautiful, beautiful Hispanic girl was in the end of the line. And I went to go pray for her. And I looked at her and she said she was depressed. That she seen my banner outside the church. And she drove by and said, God, if you hear me, I'll give you one more chance. She came in and heard the tail end of this preaching. I switched to depression when she walked through the door. I started talking about just like I'm talking about it to you. I said, God loves you. The enemy doesn't. God wants you healthy and alive. The enemy wants you sad. He wants you dead. I said, if you're depressed, I want you just to come up front. And when I pray, just tell me you're depressed when I do the prayer lines. And she said she's going home to kill herself. To kill herself. But after praying with her, after talking with her, she fell forward. Now, I found out in the healing ministry, when someone's oppressed or depressed, instead of falling back, they tend to fall a little forward. And I would catch them, and I laid her down on the floor with the help of the others. And God did something amazing for her. I believe it. God did something amazing for her. She got up. She was refreshed. She was healed. Beautiful young girl. And she was depressed because her boyfriend had left her. Gorgeous young woman. I tell you, there's many more out there that many more people of faith that will be a blessing to your life. Don't waste it on this man. Don't waste it. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to cut to another commercial and infomercial, whatever you want to call them. Just anyway, we'll be right back. God bless. David Gannis, I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. And in these last two segments, I was telling you about a little bit of journey that I had to take, knowing my calling. Knowing where God was sending me or having me to do, and then battling from not being able to do that when I thought I was there. And many other times I thought I was there. But I'm telling you what, the enemy is fighting you every time you step out for God. He is pushing you. He is trying to fight. Every time you stand for God, he's trying to knock you down. He's trying to keep you discouraged. He's trying to discourage you. He's trying to make you wonder, am I really supposed to be doing this? I tell you, I know since I was a child that God's called me to preach the gospel, to pray for those that were sick. I tell my kids today when they say, Dad, how do we explain what you do? You do television, you write books, you travel and preach. You have a few businesses, which I do. I have a couple of businesses that I run as well on the side that before I started doing this that I keep just managing them now. And what do we tell them? I tell them to tell them this. That I am about my Father's business. That I am walking about my Father's business. That I'm doing the work that God has called me to do. That I'm preaching the gospel. That I'm about my Father's business. What is my Father's business? Praying for the sick. Saving souls. Delivering those that need deliverance. Raising the dead. and doing wonders and signs for Jesus Christ. So that's my father's business. That's your business. That's your father's grandfather's business. My father was a pastor. It is what we do. It is who we are. It is part of our DNA, and that's all we do. It took some time for me to finally get to the point that I am today. I'm telling you, the last 12 years have been amazing. The last 12 years have been amazing to see how God has brought this ministry forward. I think it was 2010 that I stepped out. 10 years now. Full-time, believing God was doing great things, believing God was sending me to do signs, wonders, and miracles. It didn't start off easy. I would be going to church to here, to church there, just wherever they would call me, and that's how the schedule began. But then God put faith in me and a plan just to start renting places and going places. Just pick the city and go. Just believe God's going to bring people. Do your part in advertising and social media. And I think in Downey, California, I put an ad in the paper and in the LA Times, but in a section where the section where Downey's in that area. And it was funny because if I can remember what it put me beside, I'm looking for my advertisement in the paper, and I finally see it. It said, a better brownie. I was underneath a better brownie. I am brown. A better brownie delight. And the other thing was, what was the other thing? Oh, my. It slips my mind, but it was another hilarious thing. I was between two food things, which was classic. And I thought that was funny because, my goodness, better brownie and a sweet delight. Yeah, a better brownie. And then there's another recipe, sweet delight. It had igniter of faith. And people showed up. And after that, I was at California maybe three times before that, rented other places, but Downey just seemed to click for us. So we started to do more ministry there, and we started to see great things happen, people getting healed. And if I could just close out this part of the segment, just telling you about Los Angeles. We had a young girl that had allergies. Never been to a meeting where there was of power and an anointing in it. And she's freaking out when she sees people falling left, falling right, with people just shaking, people screaming. When I came up to her, she was so nervous. And I just got her by her hands like this, and I put them together like that. And I said, "Darlings," I'm a Texas boy. I said, "Darlings, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. May I put my hand on your stomach?" She said, "Yes." I calmed her down, relaxed her. I put my hand on her stomach, and she just looked at me with the biggest eyes opened. And I had my hand like that. I said, "God, just touch her. Just touch her." As I did that, she said, "Your hand is on fire. It is on fire. What's happening?" I said, "Well, what do you need healing from?" She goes, "My allergies." "Okay, let's believe." And I prayed for her. I got testimony from her, maybe month later, 3 weeks later, said that God had healed her from her allergies. It's in Los Angeles. It's amazing to see what God is doing. There's a young man named Michael, and he'd been in a wheelchair for maybe 7 years. And it was through a gunshot and gangs and stuff like that. And I walked up to him, and I looked at him, and I said, what do you need from the Lord? He goes, "I want to get out of this chair. I want to walk." I said, "Well, you're going to feel fire come all over your body. And when you feel this fire come all over your body, you call me." He goes, "I can't feel my legs." I go, "You can feel your legs in Jesus' name." He goes, "I can't. I've never felt my legs for 7 years." I go, "Well, when you feel your legs, you're going to feel a fire. And we're going to work on you. Just give me a call. I'll be here." And I'm walking around praying for people. And then his girlfriend comes up to me. And when his girlfriend comes up to me, she goes, "Mike needs you." I was like, "Okay." So I went over there. I looked at Mike, and Mike's like, "I feel a fire all the way down to my feet." I go, "So you're telling me you're feeling your legs?" He goes, "Yes, the right one. I can feel a fire in it." So I go, "How about the left?" He goes, "Well, I don't feel anything." Well, God is able to complete it to the very end. He's able to finish. So if he fixed your right leg, he'll fix your left leg. So I put my hand on his back, and I put my hand on his leg, his left leg. I said, "Father, touch him one more time. Let him feel your anointing. and I squeezed really hard. I remember that. I have big hands, and I squeezed his thigh really hard. He said he couldn't feel it. So I squeezed it hard. Guess what? He screamed. He screamed. And he said, "Ah!" And I smacked him on his back and I walked off. Pain never felt that good. He said, "No, sir, it hasn't. Thank you." I go, "Thank the Lord. The Lord's the one healing you. Now, do you want to get out of that chair right now?" And for some reason, he was just embarrassed or shy. He goes, "Not in front of these people." And I'm like, "Well, okay. I can only take you in faith as far as you want to go." So I believe right now that God is touching those that are watching, that God is blessing you. The healing is happening in your body, that depression is gone in Jesus' name, and that your body's made whole, that all the discouragement that's been tearing you down is gone, that you embrace the faith of God and know that it's just not God's time. Timing's everything in the kingdom of God, and we're going to believe God's timing happens for you soon enough. In Jesus' name, amen. I feel the anointing going out through there, and I believe you're touched in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll catch you next time on the show. I hope that these shows are being a blessing to you. I'm trying to record as many as I can when I get some free time to come into the studio because I'm constantly traveling. This is my busy schedule right now, and I'm just trying to get as many shows put together. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Ignite Your Day. Write us. Give us a call. Go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.